54, no tax.
An air traffic controller decides he's going to bring the kids to work and let them talk to the pilot. Oh, wow. But was it really child's play? It ends up in a suspension, I'll explain. Plus, a pilot with a fake license is arrested in Amsterdam airport, but he's been flying around with that fake license for a very long time. How long? I'm going to tell you coming up this hour. And desperate times call for desperate measures, don't they, sometimes? In my hometown of Philadelphia, they are planning on a big fat tax for soda and trash. It's the only way, they say, they can balance the budget. Philly, the first of many cities to do something that they feel they have to do, even though the citizens are in an uproar over it. I'll also dive into that. But right here from the get-go, hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney is always hanging with you on America Tonight. It's the game of game on, game off. This time it is your move, according to the President of the United States. Barack Obama is pushing hard to have health care reform legislation passed, and passed sooner rather than later. Here's what he said earlier in the day.
I don't believe we should give government bureaucrats or insurance company bureaucrats more control over healthcare in America. I believe it's time to give the American people more control over their healthcare and their health insurance. I don't believe we can afford to leave life and death decisions about healthcare to the discretion of insurance company executives alone. I believe that doctors and nurses and physicians' assistants, like the ones in this room, should be free to decide what's best for their patients. Essentially, my proposal would change three things about the current healthcare system. First, it would end the worst practices of insurance companies. No longer would they be able to deny your coverage because of a pre-existing condition. No longer would they be able to drop your coverage because you got sick. No longer would they be able to force you to pay unlimited amounts of money out of your own pocket. No longer would they be able to arbitrarily and massively raise premiums, like Anthem Blue Cross recently tried to do in California. Up to 39% increases in 1 year in the individual market.
All right, we know that that's outrageous, what happened in California. We've talked about that a ton. I mean, anybody's premium going up that high, it's asinine, and shame on the insurance company, and it's ridiculous. It's crazy. Who's paying that? I mean, yeah, if you're sitting on, rather, a fat wad of cash, even then, you're not gonna like having to pay that much more, and it is. It's outrageous, and it's out of reach for way too many people. I think some of what he said there, most of us would agree on. There's things that, of course, you don't, the insurance premiums, the potential of it going sky high is not anything anybody wants to deal with, and the pre-existing conditions and whatnot. So this is the final push for healthcare reform. And it's the push to Congress to vote on the plan, even if you gotta do it with just the Dems and you got no Republicans going for it. So who cares? Just go it alone. Do the reconciliation thing. You got enough in the pocket, go for it. This will have massive blowback for the Democrats if they decide to do it, because there are too many Americans, including Democrats, who are not happy with anything related to what's been discussed, or most of what's been discussed, with health care reform. And I think it's a case of, right from the get-go, it was never spun or sold correctly. It's all in that presentation, baby, whether it's right or not. Isn't it always in the presentation? It does. It comes down to that. And at first blush, it never, ever came out correctly. First, it was almost like in the darkness of the night, we're going to shove this legislation down everybody's throats. And, oh, yeah, they're going to wake up tomorrow and find out, oh, some things are different with health care. I kind of like a little of this, but I don't like this, and I never heard about it. And then once all of that was, I'll call it exposed, or was blown up so that people realized what was going on, then you had Democrats and Republicans and others, independents, label yourself, whatever you want to label yourself, showing up at meetings to say, well, I got some questions here. What, you know, I'm a single guy, I don't make a lot of money, if I want health care, but I'm willing to pay for it, but, you know, what does this all mean? And you had questions, legitimate questions in many cases at many of these meetings. Some of them were crazy and circus-like, but there were plenty that didn't get a lot of coverage that were actually pretty productive meetings from the people who attended them to ask about what it would mean. Because everything coming out of Washington was so all over the map, and a lot of it didn't make any sense. Why weren't more doctors included in the conversation? Why weren't more Americans included in the conversation? Why wasn't there more discussion about this? That's the problem with it in the first place. But Obama's saying, and he said this at the White House, you just heard it, that's what he's talking about. He is backing the tactic. They call it a muscle tactic, you know, showing your muscle. Reconciliation as a way to break the Republican opposition. And this is what he said. Pretty much he lays it out on the line that every election in America this fall will be a referendum on the issue, is what Mitch McConnell says. And the president agrees in a different way, saying people are elected for a certain reason, for certain expectations. And the expectation was about health care reform. And the questions that so many wanted answered really didn't get answered. And I guess that's it. I guess that's it for the idea of bipartisan cooperation. A couple more weeks, this comes to the floor. If there's enough Democratic support, boom, it blows by, and then we'll see ultimately what's stuck in the measure, because that's what you don't know. It's like the secret sauce. You know, when somebody has like this incredible recipe and you know all the normal, you know, the meat you're tasting, but you don't know what the secret sauce is, and they will never tell you what's in the secret sauce. Well, we'll just eventually hear what's really at stake, what's really been part of the bills. And, you know, the political stakes are incredible for so many of the Democrats. Obama's approval ratings have dropped during this whole fight, this health care fight, because there's worries about unemployment, and the unemployment rate is hovering around 10%. So you've got health care, unemployment. It's a mixed bag out there. And the president made it clear he was willing to let voters decide in November whether health care should be approved or not. So with more than one-third of the Senate and all, let me repeat that, all seats in the House up for grabs, boy, the Democrats, I think that, I'll tell you, honestly, I don't think the Democrats really want to deal with this. I think they'd rather put the priority on job creation and more on the economy and just get over this. And it's not even clear if the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is going to be able to come up with that bare, thin thread majority of 216 Democrats to pass the plan in the House. You got moderates who fear that they are going to lose their seats and there's going to be a huge rebellion. And remember, they're always playing for the next term. So if they're playing for the next term, then they're going to go with whatever the voters think, whatever their constituents want, not what the political pressure is. That's where they part company. You can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about the air traffic controller and the kids next.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Coming up in our next segment on ATN, you know, we eat some good stuff. We're going to bring back the Daily Salute. So the Daily Salute is in our next segment. It's actually pretty cool. I think you'll enjoy the candidate for the Daily Salute. I'm going to officially nominate them and say they get it. So we'll go to that in another 10 minutes. And don't forget, we also have We Can Count coming up. This is one of my favorite segments now, and a lot of you have thrown in your two via the email at americatonight.net, and you should continue to do that. So far, thumbs up. Everybody likes it. We're surrounded by numbers, aren't we? Everything is somehow related to numbers. A numerologist told me that one time. I was like, yeah, right. And then the more he said that, the more I realized, you know what? Really, everything does come down to numbers. So I was just talking about the whole healthcare thing, and it does come down to the numbers there. Will there be the numbers in the House? Can Pelosi pull out the numbers for the Democrats? And with the Senate, are there going to be enough numbers? Nuclear option, baby, or reconciliation? It's game on, the president says. So the GOP, nobody in that party is going to change their mind. That's a done deal. It's not going to be bipartisan. But will healthcare reform, whatever form it comes in, of what we've been told. I always say what we've been told because there's still ways to stick things in legislation. Will it become a reality? This was a reality, and the kids probably loved it. You know, when you were a kid, or if your own kids, did you ever take them to work, and what was that like for them or for you? And I can imagine that this man was a proud papa. He's a veteran guy who's been in the control tower out at JFK, the sixth busiest airport in the United States. And, you know, he's doing the deal in one of the most stressful jobs. In fact, Donovan Madsen and I were talking off the air, and he mentioned to me, you know, by the way, that is the second most stressful job. So he brings his kids to work. They're excited, and they get on the air. And do you know what I mean by get on the air? They talk to the pilots. And here's what that sounded like.
Check Blue 171, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, Check Blue 171.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
I could bring my kid to work.
Check Blue 171, contact departure.
Over departure, Check Blue 171. Awesome job.
03, clear for takeoff.
403, clear to take off. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
MX 403, contact departure, adios.
Contact departure, flight on Mexico, 403, adios.
Contact departure, adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos, over to departure, JetBlue 195.
Now, you can tell the pilots are having a good time with it. You even heard the one pilot say, or co-pilot say, oh, I wish I could take my kid to work. Well, now, this is big trouble. So the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating employees at the JFK airport and the air traffic controller tower for allowing, and they say at least, because there could, who knows if there's other incidents, at least two school-age kids to transmit, you heard it, those directions to the pilots. And they learned on, I guess they've learned of at least two separate times in February when an air traffic controller from Long Island brought a child with him to work at JFK. The first one happened on February 16th. And then there was a second child that was brought into the tower by the controller a day later on February 17th. One of the kids was 7 years old. So the controller and the supervisor are now on administrative leave, and I guess, you know, their fates depend on the outcome of the investigation as to whether or not they're going to have a job or they're going to be fired. And you can hear the kid talking with a couple of different pilots on an active runway at JFK, and the pilots seemed to be, like I said, they were playing along, and they seemed to be impressed with the kids. Of course, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, the big fat union, they're not happy with it. They released a statement, an official statement that says, we do not condone this type of behavior in any way. It is not indicative of the highest professional standards that controllers set for themselves and exceed each and every day in the advancement of aviation safety. So the line between what's acceptable and what's not acceptable was definitely crossed, but it depends on your point of view. It's a great fair or foul. Don in Wyoming, what do you think about the kids talking to the pilots?
That's what my dad did when he was in the Army, by the way, air traffic control, so... And I was up in the tower quite a few times with him. Of course, he's only talking to helicopters, but that was a that's a major mellow. That, you know, that's something really serious, Kate. I mean, you know, I know it sounded cute and everything with the kid doing it, but you know, that's just, you know, I agree with the FAA and the union. That just was wrong to do. So, I mean, I don't hope the guy gets fired. I hope he gets reprimanded. You know, but they, you know, they've got a how many problems they've had with the aviation industry ever since 9/11, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, here's what I think. I agree with you. I think it was such a lapse in judgment, but I think he shouldn't be fired. If he has to go without pay for a couple of weeks, that's okay. But I think fired would be so drastic. I think there's a great possibility, though, that he will be fired. We'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, Kate, a couple things. You know, and I know that Obama, 90% of what comes out of his mouth is crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, the guy goes to get a colonoscopy, you know, and they do the virtual one. I guess there's two types of colonoscopies now, and Medicaid's riding him, because it's like, hey, you know what? Evidently, the virtual one costs quite a bit more money. And so, you know, Medicaid's like giving the president a hard time. And the guy can't even basically take a crap without, you know, or have his poop tube checked, you know? I mean, without somebody talking about, you know, give him a hard time. I mean, could have got a break, you know? And you know, of course, it's all over the cost because Medicaid's like, well, we don't want everybody to start expecting us to pay for virtual colonoscopies, you know? And I'm like, well, the man makes $400,000 a year. I think he's got his own money to pay for his own, you know, own test, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if the government actually paid for it. Maybe they did. I don't know. But it's like, gee, you know, I mean, you know, it's one thing to rip on his politics and stuff and argue about it, but give the guy a break when it comes to something personal, you know?
Well, yeah, and that's the president's health care coverage is covered, period. I mean, he's the president of the United States. And I think the problem with Obama, you and I have said this, you have said this. I've heard you say this on this show, Don, probably three or four times at least. I think he's probably a pretty nice guy, though. But he's just, to me, after watching what's happened through the campaign and then getting in office, I think the word ineffective is the best way to describe this administration.
Well, and that's interesting because supposedly they were supposed to have complete control and get anything and everything they wanted passed. And that's why they're pushing so hard on health care right now, mm-hmm. because they know that things will change to where they won't, you know, be able to get it passed. And at the same time, if they do this back door thing where, you know, which is, you know, it's breaking, or Bush did it quite a few times while he was, you know, in the presidency, you know, so if they do this and the thing turns into be a complete flop and, you know, and as Jim Bunning said, you know, America, you know, implode, our finances implode, our budget, or what, you know, economy implodes because of, I mean, people think it's bad. Some people think it's bad right now because, you know, things are real slow. The house market's not going up very fast, et cetera. Okay. I really am, sometimes I sound like a pessimist, you know, but I really believe things could get a lot worse, you know.
I agree with you. I think that really the picture that's being painted is not really an accurate one. But if you talk to real estate people, mortgage people, if you talk to people in the banking industry, there are a lot of people you can talk to get a better feel for what's going. Restaurant people, man, there are some really bleak areas. Not everywhere, but there are some really bleak areas, Don, no doubt, absolutely. I hope you're wrong, I hope I'm wrong, and that it's not the worst is yet to come. Thanks, Dono. 800-259-5791. We come back on the flip side, the Daily Salutes, and we head to the mailbag.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Mailbag. Remember, you can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. All right, this is our daily salute. I don't know where I came across this, but I thought it was such a great idea. And bravo to Idaho. This is out of Boise. Every high school has at least, you know, 15, maybe 20, maybe more high school students who are so gifted they blow through everything. I mean, calculus is nothing to them. Calculus is like Greek to me. But there's kids that are like that. I mean, they're just incredibly gifted. And a lot of times in high school, they are probably incredibly bored. They're the kids that just are not challenged. So what do you do in a school district when you have these kids that are amazingly gifted and amazingly bored with whatever the lesson plans are? How do you get them motivated? What do you do? Get them to school sooner, right? Why shouldn't they get to college sooner? So in Idaho, they proposed giving scholarships to high school students who enroll in college early. Eight other states are doing the same thing in a program that would allow high school sophomores to pass a series of tests and graduate early. So they could skip the last year. Why would they waste the time if they're just blowing and going, you know, beyond everyone? Students then would get about $1,600 in scholarship money for each year they graduate early. And Idaho is even, they've even upped the ante much more than that, because they're allowing them to graduate from high school up to 3 years early, then get taxpayer money to enroll at a state university or community college. So you got about half of the states pretty much in the research that I could find that allow juniors and seniors, actually push them to take community college courses. Some of them pick up the tab, even. It just depends on where. So some students might stay in high school while they're taking college credit and not actually moving into a university campus like Idaho is doing. But I think it's great. I think it's such a smart thing. That way they can focus on getting them there sooner. And if they're higher achieving kids, why not? Why should they sit there and waste time and have all this idle time? I think it's a terrific idea. What do you think in Minnesota? They love it. Live studio audience, they're incredible. That's our daily salute. And I guess some could argue, oh, but if they get on a college campus that much sooner, then how immature will they be? I'd be willing to take the risk, and especially if they stayed close to home. Maybe a year or two they stay close to home or they're at home. And there are other states, like I mentioned, that do it, but they're really going the extra distance, I think, more than some of the other states are doing. And even the Federal Department of Education started a group to create a system where the kids could graduate in the 11th grade. And it didn't get a lot of traction, because here's the other problem. Do they really, how far ahead do they want to go? Like, you know, do they, especially if they like their peers and want to hang out and still be teenagers, they don't want to miss senior proms and that kind of stuff. It kind of reminds me in a different way of the athlete. You know, when you've got these athletes in football, you know, that boom, sucked off the campus, sophomore, see ya. It's always a big deal, like when Matt Leinart from USC decides, ooh, I'll probably go pretty high in the draft, but I think I'll stay that extra year. And then he goes pretty high in the draft, not as high as he would have if he had dumped out earlier than that. And he ends up being backup for Arizona, still making big bucks. But it's the difference between the athlete and the incredibly gifted, talented student in the academic area. I think it's a smart move. Why not let them take advantage? And at least the idea of some of them doing the college credit makes sense. If they can handle that kind of workload, you know, why not? Instead of letting them just percolate forever and ever in this existence, in this sort of academic bubble that they just blow away right from the get-go. So, yeah, the advanced learning is good. But then the other problem would be, and it can be just the same with the athletes, like even the high school, a couple of the high school players, like that brilliant man, Kobe Bryant, playing for the Lakers, who's incredibly talented on the court. Brilliant, I wouldn't say, but, you know, goes to high school, boom, is off playing for the Lakers, not going to college. There's questions there as to whether even then an athlete's ready to make the leap to the big leagues. Well, in a different way, would the kids emotionally be ready to advance? To graduate a year earlier isn't as big of a deal. To graduate 3 years earlier, I bet you there'd be some people that would question that and say that it was too soon to do that. I don't think so. I think that if the curriculums in some cases are, and some of the curriculums probably aren't dumbed down, some of them are fine, but what if the curriculums are just too lax, too easy? You know where the schools are when you look at, oh, this school is ranked here, this school is here. What if it's so dumbed down that, you know, the kid can just sail through school, but almost any kid can sail through school, then how far ahead do you want them to jump to the college level? But I'm not criticizing it. I think my angle is I think it's a good thing. If they're going to help them, that gives them more incentive. Let them have the incentive. Let the kids take advantage. Absolutely. And let's see where if they're that gifted, let's see where they go from there. Who knows what they could end up ultimately, what they could end up doing with their lives. So bravo. All right, without further ado, as I ramble on and on about the Daily Salute, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh. The mail is here indeed. Let's go to this one from Bill Uhler. I hope I'm saying that right, Bill. He says, hi, Kate. Great show tonight, as always. To safely shut down, this is worth me telling you what he told me. I mentioned to him this thing called, on the air, that security tool came up on my computer. It was a nightmare. We got it off, but it was a hassle. And they're offshore, and people click on it, and they just buy it or think they're downloading it because they're getting malicious software off, and that's not the case. So he says, to safely shut down and not download and infect your computer, when you encounter the virus infection pop-up, do not use the Xbox in the right corner to close, which is what people do. That actually downloads the virus. And, of course, do not download the software to fix it that the pop-up advises you to. That also downloads the virus or Trojans. Do this. Control-Alt-Delete to get to the Taskmaster. Close the pop-up that way. You will not download the virus or the Trojans. Then, of course, use your Norton or any of the other antivirus software. Take good care. Bill, Town of Jericho in the Socialist Republic of Vermont. I love that. So that's good advice. So just remember that, just to do that. And that's exactly what ended up happening, Bill. But, yeah, that thing pops up. You're in the middle of working on something. You're shutting it. And I did that. I hit the X like a dummy. So who knows what crazy things happened to my computer. Luckily, I didn't blow it up, and I didn't ruin it because that's what I was thinking, my fear. This one is from Dennis McMahon, also in the great state of Vermont. He's our resident attorney with a wicked sense of humor who emails us constantly. I think every day, Dennis, I've been on the show, you have sent me an email, and it always makes me laugh. Okay, so he sent an interesting link to something. He says this, how about counter order? Ask listeners about the five foods you shouldn't eat and do eat every day. Have a great show. I saw this, and I thought it was interesting. You know, it's like that old song. Remember that song? I can't think of who sings it. Everything gives you cancer. Because one day coffee's good, the next day it's terrible for you. You shouldn't eat this. It changes. I mean, there's obvious things we know are bad for us. So he sent me this link, and they say eating right on a budget can be a challenge, but it's not impossible. Here is the five inexpensive foods you should eat every day for your health. Okay, leafy greens. That's easy enough. Throw some lettuce on the burger, on the giant one-pound burger with cheese. Nuts. That's easy enough. I love almonds, right? Don't you guys eat nuts, pistachios, whatever? The list says nuts. Onions. They say that if you consume onions on a regular basis, that reduces symptoms of asthma and the risk of stomach cancer of getting it. Whole grains. We've heard this for a long time. White rice, pasta, they lose some of the nutritional value in the refining thing, but there's stuff like brown rice, whole oats, all that kind of stuff. So it means when you go to get Chinese food at like Payway and you get all the other stuff on it, just get the brown rice. And yogurt. Yogurt is a good thing because it's rich in vitamin D, so osteoporosis, which is mostly women who are concerned about that. All right, I think that's pretty easy for most of us. Some onions on your big giant dog with sauerkraut, right? Whole grains, like I already described there, yogurt, throw a bunch of raisins and other granola crap on top of it to make it more edible. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Things that I want to lay on you as we're in the stretch drive mode here on America Tonight. Kate hanging out with all of you. Hope you're safe and warm wherever you are listening to the show. You know, we're just talking about the Daily Salute and the Idaho plan, paying the kids to graduate early, which I think is absolutely fantastic. In the meantime, here are some of the other things making news not so fantastic, and includes the deal with the Chilean military having to, they're delivering the aid, but at the same time, they're finding that they're running into Chileans who have had no choice, this just shows you because of the looting, to arm themselves. So it's become almost like the Wild West Chilean style as a result of this earthquake. So the earthquake, if it's not horrific enough, you've got people running through the streets with an axe, a metal chain, anything that they can find to try to look menacing so that they can go and loot places. If they're at near damaged homes, they can go into the houses and grab whatever they can grab out. Or the biggest thing is the stores, of course. Try to get in there and take the water and the food and anything else, because people are desperate. Their homes are a wreck. They don't have the food and they don't have the water, and left to their own devices. Unfortunately, this has become a scary, scary thing. Even at one spot, you had a bunch of guys who got planks of wood from a lumber yard, nailed them to block entryways to a bunch of homes. They got a barrier erected along an old access road and just kept going in and grabbing stuff and getting whatever they could. So now you have these soldiers who are enforcing a 6 p.m. to noon curfew, who were firing shots all over the place in the air to make sure everyone went back inside. And it's bad in Concepcion and outside of that area. And the president, Michelle Branchlet, is just blown away by this, that this, what they're calling banditry. They don't understand that now Chile has to be on the defensive because, you know, how do you get all this aid? And everybody's hampered in trying to dig through some of the areas, but they've got so much looting. The biggest problem is looting. And yeah, you got people that are arming themselves, smashing people with boards on the head and doing things like they did in that neighborhood and boarding it up. And so it's a terrible, terrible situation there. We go from Chile to this story. We were talking earlier about the JFK Tower allowing the kids to direct the air traffic. On the other side of the spectrum, you have also over the Hudson, Captain Sully, who, you know, Sully Sullenberger, who was amazing and made that incredible landing that saved all those people on that U.S. Airways plane last January. And he's said he's retiring after 30 years. He's going to spend some of his time pressing for more flight safety, which is a good thing. He'll probably go out and speak to groups and raise awareness for all kinds of air type of deals, you know, air traffic safety and whatever, and I think it's a great deal. So his final flight, 116 or 1116, actually, no, 1167, dyslexia with numbers, 1167 from Fort Lauderdale to his base at Charlotte, North Carolina, took just under 2 hours and arrived 17 minutes ahead of schedule. So he flew on Wednesday with his co-pilot during the Hudson landing, Jeff Skiles. They walked up the plane. People in the airport recognized the pilots and applauded. And that was it. C'est la vie. He is done. No more. And I'm surprised he stayed around even for those few last flights. But he did. And he will always be a well-known name, a hero to say the least. And can you imagine being on that last flight? Boy, that'd be interesting. And, of course, everybody is talking about healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. Game on, according to Barack Obama, as he says, if there's enough Democrats, that's what the deal is to have this thing pass no matter what. The problem is, and I've said this before, I think all of us think there should be some kind of reform, and we don't want the premiums to go sky high, and there should be able to roll back the premiums. But there's things that people don't realize that are the huge, huge, huge red flags, right? Like one of the things they're talking about, the expanded health savings accounts. It looks like it could be a great option when you say it. State regulations, though, will be the huge thorn in the side of this thing, and not lifting the federal cap. So as long as states mandate basic benefit packages, and which increases price and won't let people use the saved funds for non-medical expenditures, then this is a non-starter to begin with. And incentives to have doctors work as undercover Medicare, Medicaid fraud investigators. So doctors police their colleagues. That's something else they talked about. And that's something a lot of doctors don't think will fly either. So, might look good on the surface, but it's pretty scary. Sean in Kentucky, you have the floor.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
It's I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure talking to you again. It's been 1 year to the week since I spoke to you the last time. It is calving season. I spoke to you the last time. We got a bunch of cows that are having calves.
Mm.
So I'm out at night taking care of the cows, babysitting.
Cool. I love
and,
that.
But I wanted to comment. It had been a year since I talked to you, so I was like, well, I'll call. And I wanted to talk to you about the insurance hike that happened in California.
Oh, terrible.
I have a five-year-old daughter. She doesn't get sick. You know, she eats healthy. She's healthy. And, you know, she don't get the cold. We don't have to take her to the doctor or nothing. She was at Vacation Bible School this past summer, broke her arm. The Bible school, their liability insurance took care of the whole bill. The insurance didn't have to pay nothing.
Mm.
My insurance rate went up $36 a month because she fell and broke her arm. And they say she's a liability.
Wow.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You know, we don't go to the doctor when she gets a runny nose or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we take care of it at home, but I mean, but that's how it works, you know. And, I mean, they do need to reform some insurance, you know, and some they don't. You know, I don't know.
Well,
how
no,
it works.
I think what you're saying is right. I think that what has to be done, it's the insurance reform, and part of the problem of that, Sean, is that's what I don't think there's anyone that doesn't agree that there shouldn't be some kind of reform. That's your story is one of many stories like that, and you don't understand why, because it was covered, they had it covered, so what's the deal? Why would they even jack up your premium?
Exactly. No money out of their pocket, you know.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So why should I have to, you know? But, you know, it's just the way it goes. And the little boy that was in the air traffic controller tire?
Yeah.
Could you imagine a 911 call?
With a little boy, with somebody.
I mean, could you imagine being on the end of a 911 call and a little boy say, 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, that would put me at the same playing field right there. I'd be like, no, that's got to go, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it was probably funny, you know, at the time, but, you know, you're talking about hundreds of lives in there.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sean. Hey, have fun with that calving. Sorry about your daughter. I think that's injustice to the max. That's the problem with the insurance companies, and that's the problem with healthcare. It's the insurance companies. That's where the reform really needs to come in. We just need a better suggestion of how to fix it all. Erase the state competition. Erase the lines and open the state competition so you can shop around for insurance. That would give you a better deal. I'm going to leave you this one from Confucius, who said, to put the world right in order, we must first put the nation in order. To put the nation in order, we must first put the family in order. To put the family in order, we must first cultivate our personal life. We must first set our hearts right.
What kind of sandwich ain't too fattening?
I have to sandwich.